You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, I spoke to Elizabeth Haig, the Freshwater South Manager for the Department of Conservation Te Papa Atawhai, about a new citizen science app that tracks blockages in the passageways of freshwater fish in New Zealand. We also talked about how the public can get involved to assess the extent of barriers in our rivers and waterways. I began by asking Elizabeth to explain the NIWA app that assesses different passageways for fish.
NIWA's got a citizen science app, and the fish passage assessment tool is one of the tools within that app. So you can download it from the App Store. And basically, you can use the app to assess different passageways for fish. So say, like, for instance, in my neighborhood, we've got some culverts that run under some, like, roadway bridges. I could just walk down the street and whip out my smartphone and go through the app and take some pictures. If you take like a mandarin with you, or even just grab a stick from the bank, you can assess the flow. And then you put all that in there and, you know, press save, and it goes up and becomes part of a spatial layer that we've got that assesses the risk to fish of those passageways.
Why is it important for our waterways to be free-flowing for these fish?
We've got so many native fish species that use the ocean and fresh water as parts of their life cycle. Some fish spawn in fresh water but then go out to sea to live, and some do it the opposite way around, like tuna or eels, where they actually spawn somewhere up near Tonga, but they live the rest of their life out in fresh water here in New Zealand. And so if there's any impediments to those different fish species being able to use kind of all the way from the ocean up into rivers and streams, then it means that they can't complete their life cycle and live their full life.
Is this something that's a major concern at the moment for freshwater fish species in New Zealand? Is blockages and passageways a big problem at the moment?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're still getting a grip on exactly how big a problem it is, but we know for a fact that of our 51 native freshwater fish species, 22 are threatened with extinction. And so, like, it's an obvious pressure that we can work to fix, where we can give them more access to habitat, because we do know that habitat loss has contributed to the threat to those native fish species. And so, yeah, for my team, it's definitely one of our key focuses, is working with other agencies and Mana Whenua on how we can address fish passage issues.
And so that loss of habitat comes from human development, is that correct?
Well,
urban development.
So that's one contributor, for sure, is urban development. But a lot of different things can cause blockages to fish passage, whether that's a significant drop at the downstream end when there's culverts put in, and that can happen in rural environments as well. Disconnections between the water upstream and downstream. So like the building of dams, whether they be like little earthen dams to, like, you know, the big concrete dams. You can also have, if you have the channel kind of augmented at all and it creates too fast a flow, that can actually prevent fish from being able to swim upstream because it's just too much velocity. And then there's also weirs that can be too hot. So there's lots of different, I mean, you can find in both the rural and the urban environment, you know, different examples of where maybe fish passage has been impeded.
You said before that you and your team are still working on figuring out how big of an issue this is, with passageways being blocked for fish moving throughout our waterways in New Zealand. Is that why it is important that everyday people get this app and use it to help your team out?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it's really helping out, like, the kind of Team New Zealand that's working on it. So, because we have a fish passage advisory group that actually has folks from Auckland Council, folks from Mana Whenua, engineering groups, regional council, whole bunch of different stakeholders, Ministry for the Environment. So it's really, we've got like quite a big team that's working on this, and it's thinking about not only identifying through like tools like the app where fish passage is impeded, but then also how we can fix it and how we can make sure that with new projects that they are built with fish passage in mind already.
What is the solution to natural causes of waterway blockages, and is this something you're focusing on?
So natural fish passage impediments is, like natural processes, isn't something that we're really looking at. We're really focused on where people are causing the problem, because in a lot of cases with the natural impediments, it can be actually part of the natural cycle in a watershed. What I would say, though, is we are thinking about the effects that climate change can have, too. And so, you know, with increasing drought, that can cause issues where a river or a stream, the water flow is disconnected. So that's another aspect that we're thinking about is if droughts are going to be more common in the future, what will that mean for the fish and fish migration in terms of water flows?
Fantastic. Is there anything else you'd like to add there, Elizabeth?
Oh, I think I would encourage people to go check out the app. We've got a video on the DOC website. So I did a blog for World Fish Migration Day with my team. And in there, there's a link to a video we've made that shows you how to use the app. And also just encourage people to learn more about our awesome native fish and, you know, the really incredible journey they go on through their life cycle.
That was Department of Conservation Freshwater Manager Elizabeth Heeg speaking on some of the issues surrounding the assessment of passageways of freshwater fish and how the public can get involved by using an app to pin down where barriers and blockages exist in our rivers and waterways. So definitely check that out on the App Store and get out there and help the fish swim to where they need to be.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.